Hey Alice, guess what? The groceries code adjudicator is investigating Amazon for delaying payments to food suppliers. That's pretty big, right?
Wow, that's surprising. I didn't know there were issues with their payment practices. When did this start?
The investigation is looking at delays between March 2022 and June 2025. But they're focusing on January 2024 to now. Amazon has been in the UK grocery scene since 2022, but they've had a tough time challenging the big names like Tesco and Sainsbury's.
Oh, so this is part of increased scrutiny they've been facing. I remember they had to comply with the Groceries Supply Code of Practice after reaching 1 billion in sales. That must have been a big deal.
Exactly. And the GCA said they have reasonable grounds to suspect Amazon delayed payments. If they find a breach, they could face fines of up to 1% of their annual UK revenues. That's no small change.
Yeah, that's a serious penalty. The adjudicator, Mark White, said the alleged breaches could leave suppliers with excessive risk and unexpected costs. That's not good for anyone involved.
Right. Amazon has already faced warnings from the GCA about compliance. They were told to show they were following the code after suppliers complained about their conduct.
So what happens now? The GCA said they'll be looking into the nature and extent of the practices and the impact on suppliers. That could take some time.
The GCA also mentioned other issues with Amazon, like delisting products and payments made by suppliers for marketing costs. They're threatening another investigation if those aren't resolved.
Amazon said they take the code incredibly seriously and will cooperate. They also said they've made significant improvements to their payment practices. I wonder if that's enough for the GCA.
I hope so. The GCA has a reputation for taking strong action. They did a major investigation into Tesco after their 2014 scandal and found they had deliberately delayed payments to suppliers to meet financial targets.
Oh wow, that's pretty serious. But the GCA said overall, fewer suppliers are having issues with major retailers now. Maybe Amazon is an outlier in this case.
It's still a big deal for the suppliers who are affected. The GCA wants to make sure Amazon is playing fair and not putting them at risk. We'll have to wait and see what the investigation finds.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how this plays out. Amazon has a lot to prove, and the GCA is clearly watching closely.